The Book of Daniel, chapters 1 through 6, a Kempton translation, with summaries of the internal sense from The Little Work, Prophets and Psalms by Emanuel Swedenborg, read by Judah Sinistvet. Daniel, chapter 1. The overall topic is the successive vastation, or gradual destruction, of the church. A summary of the internal sense for verses 1 and 2. When the church, among the Jewish nation, had been destroyed, Babylon appropriated to herself all things pertaining to it. In the third year of the kingdom of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged her. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, and the end of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. A summary of the internal sense for verses 3 to 21. She, that is, Babylon, wished to know all things of the church, and to acquire an understanding of them. And this was the beginning of Babylon. And the king said to Ashpenaz, the greatest of his eunuchs, that he should bring from the sons of Israel, and from the seed of the kingdom, and from the princes, children in whom was not any blemish, but of good appearance, and intelligent in all wisdom, and knowing science, and understanding knowledge, and such as had power in them to stand in the palace of the king, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king provided for them the word of the day, in the day from the meat of the king, and from the wine of his feast, and to have them grow up for 3 years, and at the end of that time they might stand before the king. And among them were of the sons of Judah Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And for them the prince of the eunuchs set names, and he set, for Daniel, the name of Belteshazzar, and for Hananiah, Shadrach, and for Mishael, Meshach, and for Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel set in his heart that he would not pollute himself with the meat of the king and with the wine of his feast. And he sought of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not pollute himself. And God gave Daniel mercy and compassion before the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, "I fear my lord the king, who has provided your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces gloomier than the children who are of your likeness? And you shall endanger my head to the king." And Daniel said to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please prove thy servants for 10 days, and let them give us of the Zeroim, and we will eat, and water, and we will drink. And let our appearance be seen before thee, and the appearance of the children who eat of the king's meat. And as thou seest, let it be done with thy servants." And he hearkened to them for this thing, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days their appearance appeared better and more nourished in flesh than all the children who ate the king's meat. And it was that Melzar carried away their meat, and the wine that they should drink, and gave them Zeroim. And to these 4 children God gave them knowledge, and made them intelligent in all learning and wisdom, And to Daniel he gave understanding in all visions and dreams. And at the end of the days, when the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king spoke with them, and there was not found from among all of them any like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And they stood before the king. And in all words of wisdom of understanding that the king sought of them, he found them 10 hands over all the magicians and diviners that were in all his kingdom. And Daniel was there until the first year of King Cyrus.